This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. MIT is one of the most selective universities in the world, and with a 10% acceptance rate, the vast majority of applicants never make it in. For those who are accepted, a year's worth of tuition can run just shy of $40,000.
But a new program announced today could make those facts a lot less important, because starting next spring, anyone, anywhere, will be able to take online courses at MIT for free. That's right, for free.
The program is being called MITx, and it doesn't culminate with a degree, but those who do earn passing marks will be able to walk away with a certificate from the Institute for a nominal fee. Raphael Reif is provost of MIT, and he joins us now to talk about the program. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
How will these online courses differ from the standard curriculum? Will they be diluted or dumbed down in any way?
No. MITx is not MIT Lite. let me just briefly explain the whole concept here. MIT faculty want to provide our MIT students with the best residential education we can. And more, that suggests that we need to figure out how to integrate into our residential model online educational tools. And in doing so, they have to be more pedagogical, more interactive, provide assessments and so forth. So if we do that for our residential learners, which is really what we is driving us to do a great deal of this, then why not share them with learners worldwide? And that's a key idea. And as we know very well, all those who work on campuses, we know that a great deal of the learning occurs in interaction when students work with each other and work with educators. So if we're going to expose these tools to learners worldwide, why don't we create a community of learners that interact with each other, some sort of a social network of learners? And to do all this, we need to create the open source platform that enables all this. And we also plan to make the open source platform available for free. So the content would be basically the same. The MIT professors will use that in some ways on campus, and it could be used in somewhat different ways for non-residential learners. But the whole content, the whole material is basically the same.
Obviously, part of the appeal here is the chance to walk away with some kind of certificate from MIT that people can use on their resume, but those certificates will not be issued under the name MIT. How come?
Because, excellent question, because the experience that a student, that a learner goes through to earn that certificate is not the same as the experience of being on campus. So we need to distinguish, it's important to distinguish the experience that a learner has on the MIT campus and one that a learner has using only online tools. For the time being, we're calling that difference, MITx being one and MIT being the other. It's also important to emphasize, as I think you mentioned earlier, that the only place in which you can get an MIT degree, a bachelor's or master's or PhD, will still remain for the foreseeable future the MIT campus. MITx will be a certificate for showing master of the subject, as if he were or she were an MIT learner for a subject, for a course, or perhaps for a small group of courses.
What's in it for MIT to do this? You're a private institution. You don't have as much of a public service mission as a place like UMass. Why do this?
Well, I think it is very good for the world. We have many the campuses like MIT are very fortunate to have learners in our campuses learning with us. MIT has about 10,000 learners today, students today. There are many, many more in America, in the U.S., and worldwide that they have the ability, they have the talent to learn MIT material. It's just no room for them. And so great campuses in America cannot accommodate all the learners worldwide that could learn our material. So we want to make our material accessible to those worldwide who want to learn it and who want to earn a certificate to be able to do so.
So what kinds of things could I study?
Well, the details of what we're going to put online remains to be worked out. I think by and large, we're going to start with subjects that that have a very large audience at MIT. Some of our courses have 200, 250 or more students. We want to figure out how to improve the experience of those students on our campus. Typically, subjects that have that kind of demand on campus have that kind of demand worldwide. So we're going to start thinking about subjects like that to begin with.
10 years ago, MIT helped launch this whole concept of online education by starting to give away a lot of the free course material on the web. That's the MIT Open Courseware system, which is already in place. Today, that's a multi-billion dollar a year industry, and you're still giving it away for free. Given MIT's role in shaping the online classroom, where do you see the field headed?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. I think that as we continue to improve what we do on campus, using online tools will be absolutely part of the equation. I don't foresee at all for many, many years, and perhaps ever, but that's a very difficult thing to say, that online education will replace what we do on campus. But I think we'll augment it and will allow us to do more on campus of the value added of being in a community, in a residential community. So what I see is that a great deal of campuses will start using more and more online tools as we teach. Of course, I expect to see, and we have quite a few examples of that, of completely online universities offering degrees, and the technology will get so much better that those educational tools will improve. But I really cannot visualize a world in which what we do on campus can be completely replicated online. A community can be replicated in some way, and I think we'll have very good examples of that moving forward, and it's going to be a great experience, but I just don't imagine in the foreseeable future, at least not in my lifetime, that an online community can completely replicate a residential community.
Plus, you can't drop a piano online. But, anyway, Raphael Reif is provost of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It was a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So what MIT course would you take online at MITx if you could? Let us know at radioboston.org. And stick with us, because up next, healthcare reform as a graphic novel. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.